Welcome to the Grow Your Practice podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Chad Madden, owner of Madden Physical Therapy and Breakthrough. Join me each week as we dive into the best practices, systems, principles, tips, and tricks to help you grow your private practice.
You heard about our new program called Profitability Under Pressure. Hey, this is Chad with Breakthrough, and I want to personally invite you to join our new course as a listener of the Grow Your Practice podcast. I'm assuming that you're a practice owner and you are under pressure because of inflation, because of declining reimbursements or decreased willingness to pay. If you're a cash-based practice, this program is perfect for you. So in the program, we're going to take a look at your unique practice and show you 11 ways where you can improve your profit margins, the margin of safety for your practice. We've had over 60 owners complete the course so far and wanted to share a few highlights from owners and what they've implemented, put into action in their own practice. Ken, one owner was able to negotiate a better insurance rate with, let's call it Insurance Company A. Lance, the practice owner in Arkansas, completed one exercise called the Profit Leak Audit, which is one of the first things we teach in the program. And that the end result of just doing that one exercise was worth $1.3 million in this year, 2024, to his practice. Another owner, Lisa, was able to reactivate 40 past patients with just a single text message. So no matter if your practice is large or small, if you're looking to improve profitability, this program can help you grow. In the end, have a greater margin of safety for your practice. Go to getbreakthrough.com/apply. That's getbreakthrough.com/apply. Now back to our show.
This week, I wanted to share with you a recording from a webinar that I hosted. To get access to the slides and videos of this recording, you can visit getbreakthrough.com/resources. Remember, this was a training hosted with a live audience, so there are real-time questions and answers that I think you will find valuable. Without further ado, let's get started.
Looks like we have a couple other owners joined right now. If you can go to the chat, find the chat, and just share where you're tuning in from and also how long you've been in practice. That'd be great. And so the first question in the poll, just to make sure that we deliver over the next hour exactly what you're looking for, what's the number one challenge that you're facing today in your practice? So your options are something having to do with finances, like shrinking margins or profitability, something along the lines of personnel, hiring or retaining your employees, could be incentivizing, marketing, generating consistent patient volume and new patients, time, you're personally working too much, likely treating in your practice, and you don't have any time freedom. So we'll give it another second here. Select number one biggest challenge that keeps you up at night or that you're focused on, and then we'll share the results here in a second. Quick countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the results are in. So finances, number one, with 45% of you shrinking margins or profitability. Second was time, working too much, no time freedom. Number three was at 18% was personnel. And number four was marketing at 11%. Sorry, at 9%. And we have one more poll here for you. What are you most interested in learning today? Looking forward to. So first option is how to renegotiate insurance contracts, how to increase profit margins and gain financial stability, how to add cash-based services, and how to gain consistent patient volume. Same thing here, just select best answer for you. Catch up on the chat here. Daniel said ways to get insurance reimbursements increased. Tracy, Virginia, 44 years. Oh, nice. Tracy, I recognize your name there. Catherine, OrthoCare PT, 14 years renegotiating contracts. Becky, joining from Colorado, opened my practice 6 years ago looking for help increasing profit margins given decreased reimbursement but inflation with increased cost of service. And we'll give the poll here another 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And so we have 61% how to renegotiate insurance contracts. And then the remaining, how to increase profit margins and gain financial stability. Thank you, everybody, for participating there. A couple other comments to catch up on. Nancy tuning in from upstate New York.
near Saratoga Orthopedic Outpatient Clinic, opened in 2014. Thanks for tuning in here, Nancy and Matthew from San Antonio, Texas. 8 years of private practice experience. Awesome, Matthew. We're going to be talking through three keys to that you can use to increase your profit margins despite declining reimbursements. How to get the most out of our time here today. Number one, block off the time. If you're here, you've already done that. The second thing is take notes. I'll do my best here. And I know Carl will as well as we're going through. If there's something noteworthy that we've seen work for other practices, we'll make it a point to let you know that you'll definitely want to write this down. So you might want to have that available right now. So you're in the right place if you're feeling pressure from declining or decreasing revenue per visit, increased cost, and thin margins. This is exactly what's going on for all private practices across the board right now in the US. You're also in the right place if you're doing well, but you see the difficult trends, you recognize the trends, you're aware of them, especially in healthcare, and you want to stay ahead. And also, if you're looking for proven strategies to increase profitability in your practice across the board, we're going to be going pretty wide here today, revealing a lot of strategies that we see owners doing that I'm using in my own practice as well, and also hundreds of other practices are doing, and it's what's working right now in today's market. So my promise to you is in the next hour, I'll give you a simple and clear plan that you can follow to increase the profitability in your practice. You'll learn about the three proven strategies, three ways to look at this, that practice owners just like you are using to increase their margins. And when you implement the strategies, you'll have more financial security. Ultimately, that'll lead to more time freedom because time is money. And in the end, you'll get to leave a bigger impact and help more people. Also, when you stay until the end, from the polls, I can see a lot of you are focused on insurance renegotiations. Very quickly, we have an owner within Breakthrough, Tony Sear, who's right here. Tony renegotiated his rates in Florida and got anywhere from 10 to 15% a year. In fact, one major insurance company, let's call it Insurance Company B, actually gave him three annual increases at 10% each for the next few years. So what we did, and we wanted to protect the integrity legally of what Tony did, we worked with a professional copywriter, Sarah, and also AI, ChatGPT-3 and 3.5 as well, and rewrote the letter so that we all weren't plagiarizing what Tony had done. Anyhow, we'll make that available to you. And there's also a quick start guide of exactly how you can use this in your practice. And again, we'll be sharing that at the end here. So let's talk about what's happening in today's market. So health costs are going up. Over here on the right, you can see how rapidly healthcare costs have grown over the years. The last full year that we have numbers, 2021, we had $4.3 trillion spent on healthcare here in the US. There were 331.9 million people. That turns out to be a little less than $13,000 per person for 2021. And I know you're probably thinking, well, that was the pandemic, follows the trend historically, and actually utilization rates were down in 2021, and that number is expected to keep rising through 2022 and also this year as well. At the same time, even though there's tremendous increases in healthcare cost, you know, it has 3x'd in my 20 years in private practice, we're getting paid less for doing more work. So decreased reimbursements, that's a real problem today. We have increased employment expenses and other related costs. I know 3 years ago when we opened up a clinic, it for 2,000 square feet cost us $40,000 to refinish that space and construction. Today, that cost $135,000 to finish that same exact size space in the same town with the same contractor. So a lot of our costs have gone up tremendously. In the end, downward pressure on revenue, upward pressure on cost. The end result is we have less profitability, shrinking profitability. And I know we didn't ask this, but you know, if you're at the later stage of your private practice career and you're looking to exit one day, this is a very big deal. If you're in the early stages and you're thinking about growing, you know, opening additional clinics, hiring, shrinking profits, make this the difficulty significantly, you know, more challenging for you to grow. So this is a very big deal for our industry, and especially long term. And the other trend that we see are, you know, physical therapists who want to work in outpatient PT, they're leaving and they're going to work for the hospital and healthcare systems, even though they don't want to, because they're coming out of school. They have very high student loans. Average that we see is about $240,000 coming out of college for the DPT in loans. So they have this mortgage payment and they need to earn more money just to be able to afford, you know, their own apartment. If we look at the Medicare conversion factor over the last 6 or 7 years, you can see an obvious, very apparent decline in what we're being reimbursed per visit for, again, doing the same exact work that we were doing back in 2016. We're now being paid less, even though the cost to provide that care has gone up tremendously. If we look at inflation as a whole here, I know there's a lot on your screen, but if you look at that infographic on the left side, you know, the key things here are hospital services going up. I'm guessing not too many of us work in a hospital system right now, but those costs have gone up tremendously. College tuition and fees and textbooks, you know, the average DPT now, at least in the schools that we're interviewing DPTs from, is about $350K, right? So that comes with tremendous debt burden. That puts the therapist in a different, difficult situation when they're getting out. And frequently they have to take an option where they can earn more money just to make that student loan payment. Medical care services more than doubled, but you get the idea here. So tremendous pressure, upward pressure on costs of doing business, downward pressure on revenue, creates a big problem. In the end, how does that trickle down? What's the domino effect, the butterfly effect? Well, we're earning less revenue from each patient, doing more work for less money. We have an overall increase in expenses. We're understaffed, especially if you've lost a therapist or lost another clinician or maybe a key front desk person within the last 12 to 36 months, and you've entered into the job hiring market. Pretty tough to hire and retain key employees right now. Underutilized space is a very big problem that we see. You know, the 3,000 square foot clinic that's doing 50 visits a week, tough to even break even in a situation like that. In the end, razor thin margins across the industry. Some of the key things that we're hearing from owners, and I'm going to go to the one in the middle here first, only because I think this might resonate based on the comments so far. We're in an ethical dilemma. We can see a higher volume, but that would compromise our quality of care, which in this case was one-to-one. We could keep doing what we're doing, but we'll be forced to close our doors and our patients would have to get treatment elsewhere. Both choices are bad, right? So there's a fork in the road. What do we do? The result in either choice doesn't seem desirable at all. First one up here, we're a hardworking team and want to make sure we don't shrink margins to a point where we put the practice at risk. And the final one, how do we compete with the hospital systems when they charge and get paid 300% what we do, getting paid as an outpatient PT office? I had heard this years ago. I didn't really believe it. And then I had a patient bring in an EOB and a 4-unit visit at the local hospital system. The charge on that was $1,200. The reimbursement was $316. We get about $98 for that same exact service. Same code, same service, different setting, 300% increase in reimbursements. And that's not unique to here to central Pennsylvania. We've seen that in Michigan, in Idaho, in Florida, in California, all across the country.
Before we move on, I'd love to hear from you guys of the challenges that Chad just showed that this is causing. Are you seeing any of these challenges in your practice? If you could put that in the chat, you know, earning less revenue from each patient, increase in expenses, are you understaffed, are you having a hard time hiring? Let us know. We'd love to know what challenges you're seeing in your area.
I'll wait for one.
There we go. Same challenges, expenses and hiring, all the above, same challenges, poor reimbursement. Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel, Brad, Tracy. So here's what most owners are doing. And the first one is relying on advocacy. And I see this on a lot of forums that, you know, this external body has to save us. By the way, this is unique to, not unique to private practice. It's all small businesses do this. I think we've done it in the past. I think we've had some minor wins over the years, but, you know, as saving grace coming in and completely solving all the problems that we're having pressures, I don't think it's a viable long-term strategy. I think it needs to be done, but I don't think we can all put all of our eggs in that advocacy basket. The second thing that we see a lot are, you know, cutting back on marketing and growth. I'm guilty of this. You know, I can remember early on in private practice watching the, you know, checking account balance on my business account go down and be pressured because we had a billing issue at the time, and, you know, just shut off all marketing, shut off all any ideas of expansion. We were in 2,000 square feet at the time, and we were about to expand out to 4,000 square feet, and I punted it, right? And I see a lot of other owners doing this, like, well, we were going to open up another clinic. We're not going to do that right now. We're going to punt that down the road. So cutting back, again, maybe a short-term decision until the next monthly account statement, but not a good idea long-term at all. Third thing that we hear a lot is, you know, now I'm forced back into treatment, right? I had worked myself out from treating in the clinic 40. I mean, I've talked with owners here recently that are back up over 60 or 70 hours a week in terms of treatment, but I had worked myself out. I was working on the business. I was doing planning, focused on hiring, and now I'm forced back to treating 40, 50, 60 hours a week again. Taking a personal pay cut, or it's ugly step cousin of subsidizing the business just to keep the doors open personally. And again, this is not unique. I've heard it now multiple times from owners saying, not only can I not take a distribution, I'm having to pull out of my own personal pocket, my own personal money, my retirement account or personal savings just to keep the business afloat here for the foreseeable future. And the final one, again, very popular in the forums and comment boards, doing nothing, blaming something external, right? That we can't really control, that we can't do anything about. And then the other one that I've unfortunately seen here within the last 12 months is giving up. I saw an owner write, if you can't beat them, join them, which was a pretty wild thing to read, but, you know, giving up and selling for pennies on the dollar. So crashing profitability, selling low, rather than trying to remedy that and work through the solution, just saying, I'll take whatever I can get just so I can get out of private practice. And yeah, I mean, we need more grittiness as an industry for sure. It's not an easy time. There's a lot of work involved, and want to get into exactly what we can do here. So how it's typically playing out for a lot of practices right now, you know, reimbursements decline as they have. By the way, we have another 4% or so cut coming here in January of 2024. We lose key staff that we start treating, right? We're back on the floor, start treating again, working in the business, not on it. We cut our marketing expense or other growth expenses and punt that down the road. And then the owner takes a pay cut, right? And it creates this vicious death spiral. Basically we're flying into the mountain, flying the business right into the mountain. And that it's a problem where we need to gain some altitude. So what can we possibly do here to improve profit margins? And right now, if you're taking notes, this is where you want to start writing. So number one is you have to fill schedules, right? So there's some controversy about this on a national level. I've gone, we'll call it friendly debates with a few key people within private practice about this. Here's the easiest way to think about this. If costs do not scale, so, you know, adding visits does not increase your expenses, especially when you have schedule capacity. Here's what I mean. We're in the middle of June right now. Go back to May. Did you have the capacity in May to see 40 more visits during the course of the entire month, whether you have one location and one clinician or whether you have 10 locations and 100 clinicians? But could you go back and add 40 visits in the month? Did you have the capacity for that? What's the value of a visit? Let's say it's the national average, $90, right? So there's $3,600 that you could have had. My guess is that if you were break even, all of a sudden you have $3,600 in margin that you didn't have back in May before, right? So that's the easiest way to think about it. I see a lot of owners doing the opposite, which is we broke even last month. Rather than try to fill the capacity that we're already paying for, we're going to cut. We're going to have a therapist who's working 40 hours or maybe a part-time therapist go down to 20, or we're going to try to do something. Yeah, again, it's easier to fill the capacity that you're already paying for than it is to dramatically cut, especially your clinical staff. So if you're investing in space, meaning square footage, if you're investing in schedule time, goal number one is to fill that, right? Lean forward into it. An example here, we'll run through this quickly, but practice A, all things being the same, has two PTs. I believe I used 2,000 square feet of space for this. So not completely filling the space. For us, that would be four full-time clinicians. They're at 80% schedule capacity. Our assumption is 50 visits a week. So they're seeing 80 visits a week total because there's two of them, right? And at $90 a visit. So just take that and then practice B, two PTs, 95% full, $90 a visit, 95 visits a week, right? What's the difference in profit margin? Any guesses? I had to go back and look at this math, but you can write it in the chat if you have a guess. Difference in profit margin.
Always hard to do math.
Yep.
On the fly.
1,300. Yes, it's significant. So it's more than 3x. Practice B is three times as profitable as practice A, right? They look very similar, all things being, and thank you, Julia, for venturing a guess in there. I appreciate it. But in the end, it's essentially about $1,000 per month in profitability for practice A and about $4,000 a month for practice B. Pretty significant difference just within the, you know, the extra 15 visits a week. So what does that mean? Well, if we're looking at this, you know, what practice can offer a more stable working environment for their employees, their team members, A or B? We'll go to the chat for this one.
Yeah, while we're waiting to hear the answer, which is pretty easy. Brad had a great comment in there. Thanks for putting that in there, Brad. Yeah, I mean, well, he said the problem with cutting back on marketing is eventually the flow of new patients will reduce and drop total visits, making it that much harder to jump back into the market when you're ready, like when you're able to hire. So it's just a really good point, probably speaking from experience, I'm guessing. So
yeah,
looks like your answer is B, huh?
B, correct. So who can better weather another reimbursement cut? A or B? B. Perfect. Thanks, Joanne. Who is more likely to hire or expand to serve more people, leave a bigger impact, leave a legacy in their area? A or B? B. Right on. Who is in a better position to compete when a PT is walking out the door for an extra $5,000 or $10,000 in the hospital system? B, every time, right? So B is in a significantly better position to grow and expand. And again, it's just that little small hinge of an extra 15 visits a week, right? So big idea number one is we want to fill the schedules when they're available. Number two is you can improve your payer mix. And by the way, I know we didn't say this before, we'll have some time for Q&A here at the end as well. If you have any questions, yeah, just write them down and we'll make sure we get those answered here for you at the end. Improve your payer mix. Common thing that we hear, there's nothing we can do about our payer mix. I'm afraid of going out of network and losing referral sources, right? Pretty common sentiment right now in our industry. Here's a way that you can think about it and some ideas from other owners that we've seen have some success here. So what's your average reimbursement per visit? You can write this in the chat. So right now, I believe we're at 98 here in 2002. Just 2 years ago, we were over 102. Joanne, 120 an hour. Han says 60, 90. Wow, pretty big range there. 95, 60, 98, 65, 82. Per hour, 70, 60. Okay. Pretty big range there. Some options for you to think through and how you can control this and influence it. The first thing you can do is change your payer mix, right? And we can do that by either adding more higher payers, which we'll talk about how to do that in a second, or dropping the lowest. So let's say I'll give an example of where I'm at so nobody gets in trouble. We had a payer at one point, $48.88 per visit, did not matter. It was irrelevant how long we treated that person. If they had three diagnoses and we ended up seeing them for an hour and a half, we got $48.88. If we saw them for 20 minutes, we got $48.88. Didn't really matter. In our model, we want to be agnostic to that. But yeah, again, I'll leave it at that. So what we wanted to do was create enough demand for our services that we could go out of network with that insurance company. Lots of examples here on the podcast. I've had Ben Walker, Sean Weatherston, who's pictured on your screen here on the right, ended up doing the same thing with, we'll call it insurance company U. I'll let you read between the lines there about dropping that payer. I know some of you have dropped payers on this call as well, but that's something that you could do, right? The key is to fill in those appointment spots as quickly as possible with higher payers, right? And when we get to the pro forma tool here in a little bit that I'll share with you, you can see exactly how this will, you can calculate how it would influence your practice. The second thing that you can do is renegotiate. And I hadn't heard a lot of success over the years other than like a few workers' comp. We had some success there in renegotiating workers' comp contracts, but yeah, didn't hear a lot of success. Tony Sear really paved the way here. And again, we'll be sharing his updated and edited with a how-to here at the end. So when you hang on to the end here, we'll be sharing that tool with you, exactly what he used to send to the insurance companies and get the ball rolling. And he did it across several different insurance companies, I think a total of five. And again, the one insurance company specifically that I know, insurance company B, increases in rates. So three consecutive years, 10% plus 10% plus 10%. It's really a 33% increase over 3 years. And then finally, again, you can think about attracting more of your higher payers. So our highest payer is Highmark, right? Quick and easy thing that we could do and know is who are the top 10, top 20 employers here in Central Pennsylvania that offer Highmark insurance to their employees? We should know that answer. And then what we do is once we know that, we, and especially if they have lunch and learns or they have any outside speakers in, then we get involved in their program. And we'll offer, you know, value to them basically to be able to attract more of their employees and more of the higher payer. Number three is you want to increase lifetime patient value. Another thing that was commonly said 10, 15 years ago within our industry, especially like mid, late 2000s, was something along the lines of, you know, we get people better in two visits, or it might've been 7.8 visits or whatever it is. And if we did our job, they'll never have to come back again. Something like that. That's not real, right? That was an insurance game that we were playing that many of us got very caught up in, right? So I see on average 7.8 visits, you see them for 7.4 visits, and somehow you're a better therapist. That's not real. Doesn't factor in drop off and patients, you know, dropping off the schedule, missing an action, et cetera. And then if I pick up another problem, like I'm seeing a back pain patient and I pick up a vestibular issue, now my results are very skewed and I look like a very bad therapist, even though I'm serving that person in front of me better, which Medicare wanted us to do, right? So very complex, but that sentiment existed in our industry and there's residually, it's still there a little bit, right? Where what we should be thinking, especially as business owners, is how can we better serve the people in front of us? And I'm talking about ethically and legally, not bringing in, you know, a 15-year-old with a grade one ankle sprain for 8 months. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I mean, literally looking for problems in the patients that are in front of us and then ethically serving them for the problems that they're having. So some options here: less drop off, better patient retention, very easy to fix, not a hard fix at all. Lots of resources out there on that. We talk about it on the podcast. We've had trainings on it, not hard to do. More reactivations, right? So these are past patients coming back to us for additional care. I treated Mary for her knee 2 years ago. Now she has hip pain. Mary comes back in for hip pain, right? It's okay to reactivate. It's actually a good thing. We've likely have invested, whether it's time with a physician to get a referral or some sort of advertising or delivering high quality of care so we get a word of mouth referral. we've invested into attracting Mary into our clinic for our services. Once that happens, we should be able to go back and get reactivations from our patient list every single month. Publicly, I share our new patient numbers every month, or, you know, with most practices. Last month alone, in the office that I'm in Harrisburg, we had 86 past patients reactivate for additional care, right? But we built that up over time. And the reason that I'm saying that is, like, you might perceive that we're ignoring our past patient list. We very much pay attention to it, communicate with it regularly via email and direct mail with, you know, multiple routes of communication. And the result of that is that our past patients are reactivated. In the long run, that decreases our costs in marketing, right? And then finally here, another thing you can do is add a cash pay service. Lots of examples here. We work closely with Innovus and NewFit and RunDNA and lots of other companies, lots of options out there. And I'll leave it at that. I know quite a few companies that have added, actually, I think we're going to take a look here in a second at some of the examples. But yeah, over 200K a year in cash pay services and their insurance participating practices. Could you see this working for you? You know, is it reasonable to, you know, realize the full potential of the assets that you have, the schedule that you already have, that you're paying for in the cost of the business? Could you see yourself taking control of your payer mix? You know, maybe dropping the lowest one or two payers and then going out and attracting more of your high payers. And then finally increasing the lifetime patient value for the patients that are walking through the door. Is that real? Is that reasonable? Could you see yourself doing that? You can answer in the chat.
Yeah, I'd love to see which of these strategies would you guys be most comfortable deploying, or all of them? Yeah. Got Joanne working towards private pay.
Angie says number two, taking control of the payer mix. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a bunch of different answers in here. What we usually hear is, you know, these are all well and great, but you're often a bit overwhelmed trying to figure out how to prioritize. So the next thing here that Chad's going to share, and if you're away from the screen, now's a good time to come back and check it out, is a tool to have a plan in place. Like, so you actually know you're actually moving the needle, what it can look like in the future. So go ahead, Chad, and you can talk through this.
Yeah. So this tool is called a pro forma. We can link this out and share it with you as well as a bonus for you being here. Just give me 1 second to exit out and I'm going to share the actual doc.
Yep. And so when he pulls it up, you're going to see, as you're thinking about these three different strategies and thinking about the one that you might want to do, you are actually able to build out a financial model to see how this would impact your practice financially. And this is what we would encourage you to do.
Yep.
So if you could just talk through a couple of these and.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So this first one is, and I'm going to give you the assumptions here. Status quo is the assumptions, 2,000 square feet, two clinicians, $90 a visit, 80% visit capacity, very similar to our practice A, practice B before. So if we did nothing more than fill the schedules of the two clinicians that we were paying for, you'd go from 344 visits a month, which is 80 times 4.3, to 100 times 4.3. And you'd go from 1,000 in profitability to 6,750. In the previous example, I think I used that 95%, but very similar. Yeah.
The big thing that people often miss here is that, you know, the more you're doing, the more you're maximizing utilization of the expenses you already have. So your rent, as you can see, as just one of those examples, will not go up, right?
Yeah.
Other expenses will.
Yeah. So usually when I'm in a debate about this, the assumption is that all expenses are variable and you have fixed costs, which, like, an example of a fixed cost is space, which Carl just mentioned, and then you have variable costs. So in this example, a variable cost would be, you know, if you're working with a billing company, right? Or, you know, maybe your EMR is charging per claim or something like that. And then finally here, you know, if you fill the space, what happens? So in our model, 50 visits a week, 4 full-time clinicians can operate in 2,000 square feet. You can see we really ramp up here to nearly $20,000 a month in profitability. And this is keeping $90 per visit the whole way through. And if you toggle through the other examples here at the bottom, this is adding a cash pay service, nothing dramatic. This is very conservative. We've seen practices go far above and beyond this. 10% of patients buy a $400 cash pay service. You can see what that does. And obviously, you can go in, make a copy of this. When we share the link, I'll put it for you here in the chat. Make a copy right there. And then you can play with whatever variables are real for your clinic. No slow season. So this, many of us have a slow season. I know here in the Northeast, it's between Thanksgiving and the holiday season, the end of the year. But you can go through a 12-month cycle and see what that would do for your practice in terms of annual profitability. And then this is playing around with payer mix, how to think through that. In the end, this ends up being a fairly large difference if you can just simply eliminate your lowest one or two payers.
Great. So yeah, we'll get this link for you in the chat, I think. And yeah, Chad, we can keep going. And if you guys have questions on that, we're going to be given more information on this as well a bit later.
There's your link. Link is in the chat for that document. Again, you'll have to make a copy. Do you feel like you're drinking out of a fire hydrant? Is it too much to consume? All right. So what we did is, in listening to the owners that we work with, we put together a new program. That program is called Profitability Under Pressure. And what we're doing, and I'll go through and explain exactly what this means here in a second, but taking a look at the systems and how we can implement those three keys that we just went over. So in the end, you know, these are the systems, the processes that practice owners need, that you need to increase your profitability in spite of the market challenges and the uncertainty that lies ahead. So it starts with a 13-week masterclass. We know this is going to start on July 11th. And in the end, you're going to be able to create a custom plan for your practice, go through, you know, we're going to start with the pro forma. Every one of the practices, you know, every one of our practices on here is unique, but in the end, you'll create a custom plan for you and your practice, and you'll see specifically what you can attack, what you can strategize with in order to increase your profitability. We have specific training on how to drop your lowest payer and renegotiate insurance contracts. And I want to give a shout out here and recognize Tony for paving the way. Yes, we put a little bit of work into it, but he was super cool about it. I showed him how, you know, exactly what we did. And I had shared the text that he had sent yesterday from Carl and the rest of the team. And in the end, he said, you know, I just want to help more practice owners. So very, very noble, very key. But we have specific training within the course, within the masterclass, on how you can think through this. So how to drop your lowest payer is one thing. How to renegotiate insurance contracts is another. How to implement a cash service to improve profits. As part of the Breakthrough community, you know, we've been talking about this and helping owners do it for the last 7 years. There's some key things to consider, you know, whether it's launching a new product, how to get your team on board, how to sell that product, how to launch it to your existing patient list, and how to incorporate it into the flow of your, you know, day-to-day clinic as well. And all of this is from experience and in the trenches, exactly what owners are doing right now and finding works the best. How to systematically attract better paying patients, part of the course as well. And how to maximize utilization of space and personnel. Again, space is your clinic space, square footage, personnel is your team. We deliver all of this with online video, step-by-step instruction. It lives there for you to go back and your team to go back and review. One-to-one profitability plan kickoff. So again, every practice on here is unique. In the end, you'll create a custom plan specific to your practice. You're going to get access to all the templates, just like the template that I shared on the basic pro forma with the four tabs, how you can think through that and the other templates as well. We do weekly small group calls with not only me, but other practice owners, like-minded practice owners that are focused on growth, focused on profitability, focused on delivering more care, more service, leaving a bigger impact in their area. And again, we host those weekly, and access for your entire team. I want to go through a couple of the owners and what this has done for them and their practice. I had mentioned Sean Weatherston before in Idaho. When we first met Sean, was in a kind of a, we'll say he had razor thin margins, a little bit of a dicey situation within his practice. And you can see here, you know, more than doubled his visits in 3 years. Sean is an awesome owner. I know he's getting to travel a little bit. I believe he's a NCAA basketball referee, and he gets to travel around and do some of that as well. Plus he has 5 children, but they had an aggressive growth goal and they were able to achieve that goal. And in the end also went through and dropped their lowest payer. Another example of that, who we've mentioned already, is Tony. Yeah, Tony added over $200,000 in cash pay service. I believe that specifically was, yeah, Lightforce Laser, which is on the screen. Also, when we first started working with Tony, it was a little under $1 million a year in annual revenue. And then now they'll surpass $3 million in revenue. And I think they just opened their second clinic here within the last month or two. And another one of my favorite owners to work with and talk to is Jennifer Ratner in Texas. Amazing business acumen. She opened her practice in 2018. We started working together literally in the beginning of the pandemic. Jennifer and the Breakthrough team practice grew by 57%, which is pretty amazing, in 2021, from 8,000 visits to 14,000. And then just last year, they surpassed 26,000 visits. And she's now grown to 6,400 square feet and 20 employees. She's been on our podcast once or twice as well. Who this is for? So the program is for you if you have to be a private practice owner in PT. You feel the pressure of shrinking margins, or you're doing well, but you're aware of the trends and you want to stay ahead. You can commit to at least 1 hour of study per week. We want owners within the course that are going to implement this, right? And stay engaged and be part of the add to the community. So yeah, we'll talk about that more here in a second, but you have a growth mindset and you're going to be engaged. This is not for you if you're a hospital practice or a POPS practice. We work with private practice PTs. If you're a startup, or if your practice is like a side hustle, so you have like a full-time job somewhere, but then you're like starting, you know, your practice on the side, not really for you. This program is not for you. If you hear yourself playing victim a lot, or you have a know-it-all mindset, not for you. Again, we curate that group with awesome owners like Tony and Jennifer and Sean, and we really want to protect the culture within that. If you can't commit to change, and if you're not willing to invest in yourself, either time or money, if you're struggling with that, like, am I worth investing in, the course isn't for you. In addition to the 13-week masterclass, you're also going to get Breakthrough Pro. And Breakthrough Pro is the same exact marketing system and software that I use in my practice, that Tony and Jennifer and Sean use in their practice. And
I can speak a little bit to this. So yeah, we've created a bunch of new things within the software specifically to help improve patient value and profitability. We have campaigns that will drive cash services. We've got the ability to target and attract better payers, which is something unique. So if you're already doing a good job with patient reactivation, we're actually able to take that a step further and focus on reactivating the best payers for you through some techniques. And there's a whole bunch more in there as well. Ultimately, you're going to get the ability to create a whole lot more control and consistency with the type of new patients you're seeing.
So, you know, you might be thinking, well, I need to hire first, or, you know, how can I compete with a local hospital or healthcare system that makes, you know, their reimbursements are 3x times what I'm getting, and they're stealing my therapist? How do I handle my team for asking for a raise? These are the common things that come up. Well, as a bonus for everybody who applies for the course today, you're going to get how to hire and incentivize your staff. So, you know, growing your practice and profits, It all starts with the right team. We have a new LinkedIn strategy. I'll be sharing exactly what that is. We've actually used the strategy live and had a therapist respond within 24 hours, which was pretty cool. And I'll show you exactly what we're doing there. And then also the other key thing that most owners are asking for is, how do you incentivize, right? So we've had an incentive plan in place. I know many other owners do as well. Everybody, we have a little over 100 employees, I think 102 employees right now. Every single one of them is on some sort of incentive plan bonus structure. And we share exactly how you can think through that. You know, in the end, we're sharing a lot here, a lot of time, money, and resources to develop, a lot of failure, especially in the beginning of private practice. At one point, I know I had, we calculated that I had invested over $200,000 in my own education after college and graduated in 2000. So pretty big investment. A lot of other owners contributing to this as well. It's the same exact system that I use that they're using as well. And yeah, so you get to take a huge shortcut in the end here. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? You don't have to go out and discover that. It's all done for you. You go through, you're going to nail, you know, how to hire and incentivize your staff. As the bonus, you're going to get the masterclass where we're talking specifically about filling space, filling schedules, going through, you know, with your unique pro forma and profitability plan and how you can focus on all three keys and implement that into your practice. And you're also going to get the software as well, which Carl and the team have spent years and a lot of time developing. So you're going to get the Profitability Under Pressure, the 13-week course, the Breakthrough Pro software, and for those that apply today and get into the course, you're going to get How to Hire and Incentivize the Staff, your staff video course. In the end, you know, what would this mean for your practice? A lot of the owners who we talk with after they double or after they increase their profitability, but, you know, we've worked with owners that we'll say had significant debt. And we know in the end, like the stress that put on themselves, on their families, on the relationships with significant others, their spouse, their husband, their wife, what it meant, you know, the pain that they had getting out of the car in the morning and walking into the clinic and not really wanting to do the thing that they were passionate about, helping people, and then watching them turn it around. Extremely valuable for them, and thinking about, you know, what it can do for you. And more importantly, I think we have, you know, a responsibility within the industry that if we're not able to maintain some reasonable level of profitability and keep our doors open, we're eliminating access to care. And where is that patient going to go that needs our help? They're likely going to go down the street, perhaps, to get another sort of treatment, which frequently is opioid, right? Injection, medication, surgery. We know there's an epidemic in the country for each one of those that they're overutilized. They're extremely expensive. We have a healthcare system that is out of control, that is not sustainable. And yet, so, you know, in the end, this is really about taking responsibility for our healthcare system and moving in the right direction. Yes, you're going to build more profitability, which is nice. Yes, you're going to, you know, have a more valuable practice that's leaving a bigger impact in your area, and you're going to be able to, you know, save more employees, retain your A players, et cetera. But in the end, there's a greater responsibility that we all have, greater purpose. So years ago we wrote about this, but you know, there's this wives' tale of a frog in a boiling pot of water. And basically, if you stick a frog in a pot of water at room temperature and you gradually increase the temperature in the pot, the frog will not move and die, right? Years ago, we talked about this with marketing direct to the consumer and how there was this huge decline in physician referrals to PT. And some practices made a change, some did not, right? It's the same thing here. We're all in the same boat. We're all facing declining margins, declining profitability, downward pressure on costs and reimbursement, downward pressure on reimbursement and revenue and income, upward pressure on costs. In the end, we're all struggling the same way. We can do something about it. right? Or not. We all have that choice. And, you know, this is your opportunity, your chance to join a community of like-minded owners, all 50 states, Canada, maybe some international countries other than Canada in there as well. But, you know, this is your opportunity to do that. Join a community of like-minded practice owners instead of trying to solve this yourself.
Yep. So we're taking applications. We'll be putting a link for you to click on in here shortly. And so you're going to apply for the course. Obviously, it's not for everybody. We'll talk about who it's for in a second. After you fill that application out, what we're going to do is the next step will be you'll see a screen that shows you you're going to schedule a profitability assessment call with one of our specialists. And on the call, we're going to speak to you personally about how you can apply the ideas into your practice today. After that, if you want us to help you and if we think it's a good fit, we might invite you to enroll in the upcoming cohort of this program. And last, if you choose to enroll, you know, we're going to help you implement these concepts into your practice. And if not, no worries, you're going to get value either way out of that profitability assessment call. So if you could let me share real quick, actually, you can go through this and then I can share how to do that. So again, it's really only for private practice owners. If you're feeling the pressure of shrinking margins, or if you're doing well and you just want to stay ahead, this is really for you. It's not for hops pops. It's not for startup practices. If you haven't been in business for more than 90 days, it's really not a good idea for you to do this. And yeah, if you have a victim or a know-it-all mindset, not really for you, but otherwise it is. And so, yeah, here's how you're going to do it. I want you to go to getbreakthrough.com/apply, fill out that short application, and choose a time to schedule your assessment. Again, there's no cost to you for doing this. And in that assessment, you know, our team is going to talk you through your profitability plan and see if this makes sense for you. Yeah, Chad, you can take over from here.
Yeah. So in asking owners that are already in the program, you know, why are they joining? What they're saying. So Ben, looking to get my practice back on track for growth and consistent profitability. Jill, get back to being profitable, strong, able to grow and serve more of our community. Joyce, to learn successful business practices to grow and sustain my business. Doug, improve outcomes, work smarter, grow the practice and increase cash-based programs. Burrell, improve profit, enjoy patient care and provide for my staff and my family. Nancy, to grow my practice so that I can expand and set myself up to sell the practice and retire in the next 3 to 5 years. Peg, to get a handle on the finances and be able to implement an incentive program. John, stay ahead of the declining market, sell at a profit. And Christian, I have an amazing staff and I am booked up a month ahead to 2 months ahead. I'm having difficulty actually seeing where my business is at financially. I'm 15 years in and tired of spinning my wheels.
Any of you guys with situations like that, highly encourage you to apply. Again, there's no risk to doing so. Yeah. And if you have any questions, now's the time to ask. We can answer some questions in a second here. Obviously, you have two options. We gave you some great information today. You can take it and run with it on your own, or you can join this program with us and have a surefire way of walking through and implementing strategies that have been proven with some step-by-step guidance. So if it makes sense for you, I'd love to see you in there. Our team will help you take a look and see if this makes sense for you, if you're a fit. If not, no worries. So does anybody else have any other questions about the presentation, about anything else, about the program? Becky is asking, she owns a speech therapy clinic rather than PT. Would she qualify?
So on the last call, Becky, we had an integrated practice. Are you integrated like PTOT speech or just simply speech? Well, I'll answer the question regardless. So integrated practices. Yeah. So integrated practices, speech and OT, we have experience working with. Yes. Speech alone, I can't think of one, but I know a lot of PTOT speech and some combination of that.
Cool. Yeah. Any other questions?
And then there's a question from Lauren. I'm hiring a PT receptionist and biller right now. Is it a good idea to wait until I have a full team until I join?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I believe this will actually help you do that. We have training in here specifically for that. There's this common small business syndrome that many of us get, which is like finish line mentality. Like we think our business is sequential and I need to do this before I focus on this next thing. We have found, you know, tremendous success in those situations, myself included, many other owners, where you learn how to be more effective. And that's exactly what this course is about. So I'm sure if you had more profitability, if you had that moving in the right direction, you'd be able to better negotiate with that receptionist, the front desk, the clinician, as you're bringing them on.
All right, everybody. Well, it's been great. Great to have you on here. I appreciate you guys for taking the time to learn today, to help yourselves, help your practice, and invest the time in yourselves. I know the environment right now is not easy. And, you know, I appreciate you for what you do, for helping people in your communities get back to normal naturally.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for putting the work in. It's appreciated.
Thanks, everyone.